graduates or challenging industry to develop courses relevant to their industry. We looked at that, and I've eliminated that one for reasons I won't go into further. The third one is micro-pricing. That is, to charge very small amounts. By my back of the envelope calculations, if every student who enrolled in Sebastian Thrun's robotic course paid 50 cents just to get in, I could have supported two full-time academic staff on that. Microprocessing looks attractive, but it doesn't work because you get massive dropout. The moment you ask people to pay anything, even if it's 10 cents, you make them make a decision and there's huge attrition. So that's a possibility, but you need to realise it won't generate a lot of revenue. The fourth model I looked at is what I call the rock concert model. It's used by radio here. That is, you can download their music all you like, free, no problem. I don't know if you know Radiohead, I think they're appalling. My son loves them, but anyway, I like their model. Download the music free of charge, no problem. If you want to go to their concert, they'll charge you an arm and a leg. Now, that's an interesting model. It's the sort of thing we might do, except I live in a country, Australia, out in the regional area. People are not going to turn up. I'm not Radiohead, I don't even look like them. They're not going to turn up. It doesn't matter if I've got down my allowed them free downloads. The one I'm looking at, the one we'll be trialling this year, is a model that rejoices in the portmanteau freemium. You may have heard that one. It's a combination of two words, free and premium. In other words, what you do is I would allow people to take any of our courseware, we're trialing this next year, allow people to take any of our courseware, do whatever they like with it, study it, it's free. But the moment they want to do anything, I'm going to charge them something. So if the minimum would be, if they want to sit an exam and have that credited towards a degree, they'll need to pay for that exam. It'll be very cheap, but it will cost something. And every additional service people will have to pay for. So our graduate is not a pure form of OER, but it is a way of massively reducing the cost. And while I'm on this point, by the way, and I'll finish on this point, there's been a lot of talk about this being publicly funded material and should therefore be available to the world. Well, that might be true in your country, but it's not true in mine. The majority of the money that's spent on education is spent by students. Students pay the lion's share of money, and I have to convince them, not just that I need to give it away, that the money they've paid to get me here and develop all the courses I can give away freely, but also that when I do that, they should continue to pay and not take it for free. So that's why I'm looking at business models, the one with the paid papers next year,